When you make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Quran Sharif, اذكروني اذكركم. That, O my banda, O my slave, اذكروني. Remember me, take my name, make my dhikr. اذكروني اذكركم. When you make the dhikr of Allah, it is proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making my dhikr. Allah ta'ala makes my dhikr, Allah ta'ala gives me tawfiq to take His name. So my Allah is thinking of me. Allah doesn't forget us. When we make the dhikr of Allah, and we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَذْكُرْكُمْ Allah say, I will remember you with my bounties. You taking my name, I will show my bounties upon you. When we say, لا إله إلا الله, then we are taking out all the muck and the dirt from the heart. This kalima la ilaha illallah is like a super vacuum that removes all the dirt from the heart. So with la ilaha, we're pulling it out. Ya Allah, I got this problem, I got that problem, I have this temptation, I'm stuck in this deal, this riba, this porn site, this illicit relationship, and this drugs, ya Allah, la ilaha. This kalima is so powerful, it'll remove everything from the heart. It'll take it out. Illallah, ya Allah, my heart only belongs to you. Come into my heart, come into my eyes, come into my hands, come into my body, come into my life, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, become mine and make me yours. Ya Allah will become ours. Then the darknesses will be removed. The nur will come into the heart. My life will become my life of a reality, not a deception. So we're saying, La ilaha illallah, a beam forms in the person's heart. So the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Laysa la hijabun dun Allah. Versus La ilaha illallah, between La ilaha illallah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no hijab, there is no barrier, no obstruction. It goes directly to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and Allah forgives that person. Allah showers that person with His mercies. Well, la ilaha illallah, this yaqeen, this conviction, we take the name of Allah, we read our kalima. When we say Allah, we take the name of Allah, we picture that there's a tongue in my heart, tongue in my mouth, and every hair of my body is taking the name of Allah, shouting out Allah, Allah, the carpet is saying Allah, the wall is saying Allah, the fan is saying Allah, the ceiling and the roof is saying Allah, the streets are saying Allah, Allah's name is prevalent in the entire universe right now, and Allah must come into my life and take over my life, and I become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can do it in one night. Bishr Hafi rahmatullah alayhi was a drunkard. He left the tavern, the pub, late at night, and in his stupor of his drunkenness, intoxicated, he sees a page on the floor. He picks it up. What was in the page? The name of Allah. He was absolutely drunk, intoxicated. He sees Allah's name. He kissed it. He cleaned it. He took it home. Put it somewhere high. The next morning he woke up. He hears from the skies, Allah declared that Bishr has become my friend. Bishr has become my friend. Immediately he made tawbah. This one, just taking a piece of paper with the name of Allah, showing love for it, Allah declared Bishr has become my friend. Bishr Hafi, Afi means the barefooted one. That after the taqwa came into his heart, he never wore shoes again. He walked bare feet. Why you walk bare feet? He says the ground belongs to Allah, this is the carpet of Allah. How can I walk on the carpet of Allah with shoes on? This is the level of taqwa Allah Ta'ala has given him. Allah can give us also. There's nothing difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We open our hearts and make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, conviction that this kalima la ilaha illallah can conquer everything. The name of Allah can conquer any sin in my life, any temptation in my life.